Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with the Ads Point of View. It's time for some therapy talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, just back from maternity after giving birth to Serena Sky. Dr. Weberman is a psychologist and parent coach, and she is now a mom. And Serena must be 10 weeks old or thereabouts. I don't know. Tell me, Dr. Weberman, how are you and how is Serena and how old is she?
Yeah, you're very close. This past Monday, she was 9 weeks old. She's doing beautifully. She's getting so big. In fact, I have her in one of those body carriers right now. So she's against my chest. And I'm noticing how much heavier it is to carry her.
What a beautiful image. I love that you told me that. So you have a little girl. We're talking about feminism at Dad Chat tonight. You must have all sorts of hopes and dreams for your child. At the same time, some fears given how our society treats our girls, both good and bad, what feminism has done to open doors, and maybe things it's done that's not so helpful. So I'd love your thoughts on that, since that's our Dad Chat topic, and that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know, having a little girl, there was always a concern for me about the kind of culture I'm going to be raising her in. I love life, I love the world we live in, but I do think that we have a girl poisoning kind of culture right now. And they're bombarded from such a young age with images of impossible expectations of how they should look and how they should act and the role that they play. And I think it's very unhealthy, but at the same time, it is the world that we live in, and I can't shield her from that entirely. But I'm always thinking about what I can do as a mom to at least build up some resilience against those images. You know, it's interesting. As I'm on hold, waiting for our segment to start, there's a knock at the door. I'm at my parents' country house. Mm-hmm. And this lovely neighbor from across the street, she's a grandmother, stopped by to drop off some presents for my two nieces, 5 years old and 2 years old. And I'm looking at the cover of these two books, and they're fashion books. And there's a cartoon image of a girl on the cover who looks like a sexy child. And she's got these big cartoon eyes and these cartoon collagen-filled lips. And she's got curves and high heels, but she's a child. And the toy is like you're supposed to cut out clothes and dress her up. And I don't want to give this to my two nieces because I feel like this is more of what's sort of wrong with our society is that no,
you mean all
like
girls
this.
Don't grow up to look like that and like Barbie?
Supermodels can't even look like this girl on this cover. It's impossible. And it's so awful to start to teach them at this age that this is what it looks like to be powerful. Because the message isn't just that you're supposed to be sexy, but sexiness is where you get your power from. And because it's used to control men or to entice, or there's just so much power associated with it. And it's such a false sense of power. Now,
well,
let me
just play devil's advocate with you for a little bit. I've noticed that on the flip side, celebrating all body types and we're all beautiful and isn't everything wonderful and it's what's inside that matters is to me the other extreme. Because I'm sometimes seeing, you know, people on television that I just go, you don't know how to dress. You really, honey, lose some weight because you're going to die young if you stay that heavy. It's not healthy. So there's another side of it. I mean, when you started listing all those things that being beautiful and powerful are connected with, I'm going, yeah, that works. Yeah, it affects me that way. So there's truth in it. It shouldn't be all that our girls look at. But then the flip of it, I think, is damaging. Is honoring everybody, no matter who you are. Well, yeah, we're not all going to be born Angelina Jolie or George Clooney. But we can certainly strive to at least exercise and make the best of what our genes allow us. So
absolutely.
I have two things to say about this other stuff. Go on. I'm sorry.
There's two things to say. Number one, in learning about Judaism and from Torah observant Jews and why women dress modestly, I learned an important distinction. There's a difference between being attractive and being attracting. Being attracting is dressing so that people will notice you and pay attention to your body. Being attractive is just about taking care of yourself and being whatever best version of yourself that you can be. So eating right, exercising, putting on some nice clothes. It's okay to be attractive, but it doesn't mean you have to dress in a way that draws out attention for your body, which is a superficial kind of thing. So that's one piece of it. Would you agree or disagree?
I completely agree. And that's what I would call a moderate view of pride in your appearance, whether you're a man or a woman, without the salaciousness. And I mean, look, you're going to see soon enough girls that are 10, 11, 12 that are real life versions of that toy that you got. And you will be stunned to see them in these silly mini dresses and wearing bras before they need them and the makeup. It's absurd. And their parents should be, you know, absolutely admonished for that horrible choice. So, again, it's about moderation. There's nothing wrong with being pretty and attractive. And I like that attractive versus attracting difference.
And the other side of it is the pendulum always seems to swing in extremes before it finds the middle. And I think if we are going to have an extreme where we're focused on superficiality and looking beautiful and sexy, and then this pendulum swings the other way, and, you know, eventually it'll find its middle, but we're sort of a culture of extremes. So we always sort of rebel against whatever the last extreme was by creating an extreme in the opposite direction. The same thing with curves being considered sexy at one point, then being skinny was considered sexy. Then there was sort of this rebelliousness against the skinny trend, and then curves were sexy again, and both are ridiculous. There shouldn't be kind of definition
of beauty.
I'm
very easy. I love all women. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean, as long as it works in whatever size or shape they are in. So if they're built heavy, but they're in shape and they look good, or they're tall, they're short. I don't care what ethnic group they are, what color their hair is, if it works. And that's about just putting yourself together and taking care of yourself. So I can see beauty in the short, skinny girl, and I can see beauty in the tall, whatever that word that's politically correct would be, big girl. What's the word? There's another word. Thick. That's a word that they use now a lot. Thick in certain ways.
Right.
I see beauty in all women, but that at least take an effort. I was at a meeting last night, and there was a woman there that just clearly didn't know how to dress. She had on this horrible dress that had her bra exposed, and it was just, I looked at her, and my wife was there, and I go, look at that. I mean, it just looks horrible. There was nothing unattractive about her, except she just didn't have a clue on how to present herself. So I know you will teach Serena how to be a beautiful young girl, and hopefully you'll be able to combat, you know, some of her peers that might encourage her to dress in ways that you wouldn't approve of.
And if we teach girls to value what's on the inside of them just as much as what's on the outside, if not more, then we're already battling that influence.
You know, my mother lived to be 89, and she took great pride in her appearance up to the very end of her life. And I thought it was just the perfect balance of understanding that, you know, she's no longer a bathing beauty, which in fact she was when she was very young in her 80s, but she took a pride. And pride versus some absurd degree of trying to be sexy or look inappropriate. She always dressed for her age. And I think that's the way to do it, gracefully as we age, understanding that at different ages you wear and look differently, honor that, celebrate it. My wife is of an age that I would never have in a million years thought that a woman would be sexy at her age. She's sexy as all get up to me, because she puts herself together well. She takes good care of herself. She's a beautiful woman at an age that when I was younger, I thought, oh, how could any woman in that age possibly be hot? Well, my wife's hot. She puts it together. So it's balance. It's moderation. Listen, we're out of time. Quickly, where can our listeners find you?
The blog is theparentingplayground.com. On Facebook, we're there under the same name. On Twitter, I'm dr_Weberman. And hopefully, although it may not happen tonight, hopefully pretty soon I'll be able to rejoin Dad Checks. They really do miss everybody.
I hope you can come tonight because we're going to continue on this topic. In any event, thank you. Give a hug and a kiss to Serena when she wakes up. And listeners, I'll be back with some closing comments after these commercials.
Sandman!